I think Mara's going to say how we learn it out, that that's the number, amount of each item that we take.
No,
it's sure
they got like a million of them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a million of Hadassah.
You just come in? Come here. Ellie, over here.
I pulled it out here.
Room right here also. Anyway.
I kept it warm for you, Rabbi.
So Bishmol holds Shloisha Hadassim Shnei Arovis Lulav Echad V'Esig Echad. Now from these three Hadassim, Afila Shnaim Ketumim, even though two of the Hadassim, two out of the three are chopped off on the top, means the stem, the stick is Ketum, is chopped off, V'Echad Eina Ketum, and one is not chopped off, that suffice, that's enough, and it's kosher. Reb Tarfonoi, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask a kasher, what's Bishmol hold? Does he hold it could be Ketum, could it be chopped off on top, then let all three be chopped off, and if it's not kosher, if it's chopped off, so all three should have to be not cotton. What's this compromise? The one out of the three could be cotton. Reb Tarfon Omer, Reb Tarfon says, "Afilu shloshtem ketumim." Even if they're all three cotton, they're all three chopped off on the top. The stick is chopped off, is also kosher.
Right. So that's
Rashi says
that's a very big chiddush.
That's a huge chiddush, right? And Rashi says the reason is the loy boya hada behadas. If Tarfon holds the din of hadar doesn't apply by hadas. In other words, even though there's a din of hadar specifically written in the Torah by Esri,
so it's not possible. It's just
right.
Not
no, but
I'm saying the
everyone else would.
I mean, everybody else that right, it's right, also, right. That it's only right. I mean, it will only be negated the first day, which is the din of hadar on the first day. No, the chem is b'yom rishon. Hadar is all zayin. Correct.
Shalit, correct.
Boy hador behadas. He also don't need the hador behadas. Now, obviously, Esrik needs a hador, and lulav also is iskish is likened to Esrik. Also, will need a hador. But when it comes to hadas, that already now that doesn't need hador. Now, obviously, there's also a din of yavesh. Yavesh, if it's so dry, the psul of yavesh by Esrik, by lulav, in the beginning of lulav gazel, the lulav hayavesh is a pram alts mitzvah muhuderes. I think it's missing in the Hador. I think it's going to be a problem. Yavish will be a problem. The question is, so you need Hador, you don't need Hador exactly, but I think the Rosh Hashanah speak about it. But in any case, Reb Tarfon is saying that even if Shloshtim Ketumim, it's going to be kosher by the Hadas because there's no din of Hador by Hadas. Bekiva says, Keshem Shalulav Echad, just like you take one Lulav, Esrig Echad, one Esrig, Kach, so too, Hadas Echad, you only need to take one hadas, varava achas, and one arava. Now the Gemara is going to explain later, it's going to be moved from the Gemara later, that the hadas echad that Rabbi Kiva holds, you have to take one, it has to be a sholem, has to be whole. But it sounds like Rabbi Kiva is not even discussing anything that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon are arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon seems like in the Mishnah arguing about whether could all three be katam, right. or at least one should not be katam. Rabbi Kiva, it seems like it's just getting involved with Kishem Shalul Echad, Esig Echad, and new thing, Kach Chodos Echaz V'Arav Achaz. But the Gemara ends up, it seems like from the Gemara in the end, it ends up being Rabbi Kiva holds that one that I need has to be a Sholem. But it seems, right. I don't know. But it passes, you're right. It doesn't seem like Rabbi Kiva is talking about the Machloikus of Rabbi Shmuel or Tarfon. Up till now, he's saying something else.
It's
the same thing, that just like you need one Lulav and one Esrik, so too one Hadas and one Arav. Zakti Gemara, Tanya, we're not the Braisa. Bishmol, Oymir Bishmol says, it says in the Torah, pre eitz hadar, echad. So that's one, means one esrig. The pre eitz hadar is talking about the fruit, the esrig is one. Kapos tamarim, the kapos is without a vav. So it says, if it says kapas, is a lashon yachid. Echad is referring to the lulav, one lulav. Anaf eitz avos, which is referring to the hadasim, since it says anaf, Rashi speaks out, anaf is one. Eight is one, Ovis is another one, so that's three. Shloisha, that's three Hadassim. Now you're going to toss the S, so we say the same thing by Esther, you should take three. Pre, eight, Hadar, times three. So
he said, Kapas Tamarim.
Right, Kapas Tamarim, right? But toss the answer already. Darshan eight, something else. But that's the Braisa Darshan, Shmuel Darshan's. That if anaf eats avos is shloisha three hadasim arve nachal arve loshen rabim is this referring to the arava that's shtayim so it's two aravas And now back concerning the hadasim, vafilishnaim ketumim, even if they're both katim, ve'echad sheina katim, it's kosher. B'tarf noimer, b'tarf says, shloisha. Vafilishloshtan ketumim, three hadasim, vafilishloshtan ketumim, even if they're all katim. So what's the b'tarf adding? B'tarf noimer, shloisha, b'shmul also said shloisha. But I guess it's saying shloisha afilashtayim ketumim, reptarfenum shloisha, three afilashloshtan ketumim, even if they're all chopped up on the top. Rebekiva says, kashem shalul lavecha, just like one lulav, ve'esig echad kach hadas echad, va'arava achas, is enough to have one hadas and one arava. Now, Tosis Agav speaks out, even though, like you mentioned before, people take many hadasim, you know, a lot of hadasim lenoi, that means it's nice. Well, there's no bal toisiv. Bal toisiv is only if you add in amount of species. You take five minim instead of dalad minim, that's bal toisiv. But if you take 20 hadasim, that's not going to be
or
any of the other ones. Yeah, toisiv when he brings down, it brings kama hadasim ve kama rois.
That's how many.
It seems like choyer shouldn't be a difference. Two what?
I gotta get one of those.
Well, now the lulav is quite expensive. Lulav costs more than Esrog these days. I don't know if you want to take the lulav.
That's pretty much
it. But if that would have been the case, then why wouldn't Gedolim have been makpid on taking a few lulav to make sure they have the most modern one when they're shaking it?
Simultaneously, at the same time.
We never find that, right?
Why is it a Milo taking it at the same time? Take another lulav and another Esrog. You go to certain shuls. Doesn't the Rav have? You have five different types of Esrogim. Ten different.
Have three wins bowling him simultaneously because he has three lulav in there. That's not a good prophet.
Okay. So Agav on the side that basically, that's not a problem in Bal Toisiv in adding as long as you don't add in the type of in more minim. As long if it's in the same minim and you have just more of the same type, that's not Bal Toisiv in general. That's a sugi b'fnei atzmo in Bal Toisiv. So Reb Lezer told him, Yochel, you would think a hesrigim mohen. The esrig should be with it, baguda achas, together with the other three minim. So the question is, Omaloy Reb Lezer, this sounds like a whole new topic of do you.
It sounds right.
Let's take out from the gears, Omaloy. It's Omer Reb Lezer. My Gemara still has, like, what? Your Gemara doesn't
have
anything? Correct. Mine doesn't have anything. But many girsas they take it out because Reb Lezer is saying something totally new. That Yochel, you would think, Yeh Esrog Yimoyim Baguda Achas, you have to take all four together, the Esrog Lulav and Hadassim and Rebbe's all together in one bundle. Amrus, I'll answer you no. V'chinema, does it say in the Torah, pre-eitz hodor v'kapos tomorrow? It says pre-eitz hodor kapos tomorrow. If we say pre-eitz hodor v'kapos, the Vav Rashi says would be mechaber, is Moisef, is attaches them that the pre-eitz hodor, which is the esrog, would be going together with the lulav, with the kapos tomorrow. But since it doesn't have a Vav, so the pre-eitz hodor is by itself, and now kapos tomorrow v'anafes, not by the v'anafes ovois, by the hadasim, it does say a Vav. And v'ar v'nachal by the Rebbe, also says Avov. So Rashi says, those three are going to be together. Kapis tomorrow, v'anafes, v'ar v'nachal, those three together. But the Esrig, since there's no Vav by the Lulav to be mechaber, to connect the Esrig with the Lulav, the Esrig is on its own, and the other three are the ones that we put together. So Yochel, Yei Esrig, Yimoyim, Bagud, Achas, Amos, Alanzi, V'chinem, Priyetz, Oda, V'kapis tomorrow, V'aloy, Loy, Nemer, doesn't say, Ela Kapis. Only says Kapis, so we don't have to have all four together. From where do we know Shema Akvin Ze'eze? How do you know that all Dalad Minim are Ma'akav one each other? Meaning, let's say if someone only has three Minim, you couldn't get a hold of a Esrog. It was hard to get an Esrog that year. They're not sure again. We're frozen or whatever. Or he doesn't have a Lulav. Should one take three Minim? Is he Mekayim any sort of a mitzvah? Should you take three out of the four?
So we had earlier that the Mavishnas Lulvayim Lavanebene, at least the.
Okay.
Right?
There was.
So the Lulav was possible. The Lulav was dry.
Uh-huh.
And they did it anyway. They said they did it.
This shouldn't be just Takach Teres. Okay, that's a new concept. But here we're talking about klapa de mitzvah.
Right.
Is a klapa de mitzvah, where do we know? Minayishem akim says that one holds up the other. In other words, that if you're missing one, there is no mitzvah to take one or two or even three out of the four.
It's got to be all or nothing.
Talmud loymer ulekachtem. We darsh from the words ulekachtem shetehei lekicha tama. The drasha is lekachas tam ulekachtem. The lekicha has to be a full one. A complete lekicha, which means all four. And Rashi says that im chaser achas ma'arbaton, if you're missing one, ein hashloisha mitzvah, the three are not a mitzvah. Now, regarding how you have to take them, it seems, I mean, again, this is going to be Gemara's later, you actually don't have to take all four. I think we pass in lulav ein tzarech eged. Lekatchila, we put them all together. Put them all together. But technically, one could pick up an esrig at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, and a hadas at 11 o'clock, and a rovas at 12 o'clock, and you'll be yoitze. No, so you need all four to have the mitzvah. You're gonna have to end up taking four. That means if you only have three and you have no way of getting all four, then don't take one or two or three. There's no mitzvah. That's your job. Lakicha tamah means a full lakicha of all minim, but doesn't mean it has to be all together.
By davening, you don't have to take all of them.
Technically, you don't have to. Right. The Bidyavid, it's going to be fine, like if you're there. But now, there's a shayla and there's a shayla. Does it have to be all four in front of you at least? Does it have to be in your possession at the time? That means it's already in your possession. Now, if you'll take them, even if you take them separately, you'll be yoitz. Exactly. How that process works, meaning even though you don't have to put them all together and take them together, you can take them separately. Does it have to be in front of you once the bracha? Because you make one bracha, go on all four. So it has to be in front of you, not in front of you, your possession, exactly what. But it's not ma'akiv if you take them separately. But it is ma'akiv that you have to have, eventually you have to take them all four.
Right. So that can be relevant, for a disabled person. What's it?
Okay.
He has trouble, holding all of them in one shot.
Correct, yes. And that's how we pass the Shulchan Aruch. Where is this halacha? Menai and Gimel. Quickly check it up. Tough ration on all of your days. Abo mina ma'akv zezeh. This is Gemara that's ma'akv l'kicha tama. It's ma'akv means yet. Shem chosu le'echem em. If you're missing one of them, lo yivorech al hasha, don't make a brocha. It's not a mitzvah. But v'mohoy arbata metzuyen etzlo. If you have all four, but not on echad echad, you took them one at a time, yotze ye yotze. And then the Ramah brings that you should be in front of you, not in front of you, but really, so you need all four to be makayim the mitzvah. Three out of the four is not a mitzvah b'chal. It's ma'akav one each other, but you can take them separately. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, affecting
Gemara
Lukasha.
Gemara says that it's better to buy because
correct, because the mitzvah l'katchila to have an eged, correct, lenoy, I think. Yes. And that's what we do. Fracting more of Rabbi Shmuel. We're going back now to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel said that you take three hadasim, but two out of the three could be chopped off on the top. Fracting more of Rabbi Shmuel, manavshach. Manavshach, what does he hold? Ish leiman boy, if you need a complete hadas, not niktam, li boy namakul, you should require that all three should be not kotam on the top. And iloy boy shleiman, if he holds, you don't need shleiman, therefore he holds that two out of the three could be kotam, then afil chad nameloy, then even one shouldn't have to be not chopped off. So all three should be able to be chopped off. So what's this compromise? Rabbi Shmuel holds, you take three, two out of the three could be katam and one should be sholem. Does he need shleimim or doesn't he need shleimim? And for the Gemara, Omer Biroi, Omer Rebami, Biroi said the name of Rebami, Chozer by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Chozer. He retracted from his psak. In other words, the way Rashi explains is, Rabbi Shmuel holds, all you need is really one hadas. That's all you need in the amount of hadasim.
So does he amend his actual Mishnah statement?
Yes. It seems like, I guess maybe he said two different statements, but the latter one is what he holds. L'maisa. Rashi says that in the beginning he held you need three. Mm-hmm. And he said even Shnayim Ketumim. But once he was Chayzer and he holds only one, then according to Rashi there's no point even, it sounds like even L'katchila, there is no point according to Rabbi Shmuel to take three at all. You could take one, because if two can be cut, is another word saying that you don't need. In other words, he holds you need shleimim. He holds you need a shalom. That was the kasha. He holds a shalom, but he only holds you need one. So why did he say it like that in the first place?
Yeah, usually you say chazer boy when you, right. Mishnah says one way, the Rabbi says the other way, okay, he changes it later, he's chazer.
But you think it would
but
update the Mishnah.
But here's the original statement that doesn't make sense to begin with.
Right, so you think that he would update
which,
the Mishnah
which,
later
which is
on
the Gemara's kasha.
Right.
So how do you...
Right, the Chodomer doesn't know.
But according to... Right, so here they're saying he retracted it. So you think if he retracted it, he would literally have changed the Mishnah or someone would have changed the Mishnah to his latter point.
Right.
That's...
Does that ever happen or no?
Like, no, we don't change the Mishnah.
We're not changing the Mishnah.
How do you make it into the Mishnah? If you haven't right. changed the heart...
Even if he changed his psak, he only needed one. But in the Mishnah, what was his thought process?
Right. What did him? How does he even make the Mishnah versus his latter point, which should make the Mishnah?
Right.
Because when they said all the Mishnah, he started off with that. And then later on, when he was closer, then he changed the Mishnah.
Okay.
So okay. Right. No, that's true. No, they didn't change the Mishnah later. But what when he said when he held that you need three. And what was the pshat that two could be cut them and one not, which is the real Gemara's kasha and one of shech. What was the pshat in that?
According to Gemara, he held that all of them shouldn't be cut them originally, and then he said really since you want to take three, but only need one. So, but three is okay. there's a minute that it takes three.
Okay.
So in other words, according to the Maskana, Rabbi Shmuel holds you need there is a din hadar by a hadas, but you only need to take one, and that one has to be a shalom.
And
Reb Tarfon is arguing on that. Reb Tarfon holds there is no din hadar.
But you need three.
Correct. You need three, and the all can be three. Could be katan. Correct. Omer Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Reb Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel halacha Reb Tarfon. Now, loch is like a ptarfun, which is makel over Rabbi Shmuel, that it could be katum, and all three could be katum, and you could be yoitze with a hadas that's katum. But oz the Shmuel tamei. Shmuel goes according to his time. The amalu Shmuel. Shmuel said, lahani the mezabni asa. Those wholesalers, the sellers that used to sell asa hadasim, ashvu. Level your price. Keep the price at a fair price. Vizavino and sell it like that. The Eloi, but if not, if you can hike up the price because it's the season and it was hard in those days to get hadasim that were not shot on top because they came from far away places and it gets a little dry and then it breaks off the top piece of the stem breaks off. So he told them, Eloi, if you're not gonna if you're gonna hike the price of hadasim shleimim for the full ones which are hard to find. The Rishna Luchu, I will darshan for everybody. I'll let out a kol koyre that Reb Tarfon, that Allah is like, I'm going to say that we go with Reb Tarfon, which Reb Tarfon holds, we don't care if they're chopped off. And basically, you're going to be out of business. There's not going to be any demand for a complete hadas, because I'll say that Allah is like, I'll say like Reb Tarfon. So shape up, keep the price normal, and then sell it like that. But if you're going to hike up the price, I'll say, that Reb Tarfon. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof from here that we see Shmuel holds like Reb Tarfon. So we're saying, so Amr Reb Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel halacha Reb Tarfon, and we say va'oz Shmuel tamei. We see Shmuel actually holds the halacha is like Reb Tarfon because Shmuel is the one that said keep the price low because if not I'm gonna darshan like Reb Tarfon. What do you mean I'm gonna darshan like Reb Tarfon?
It's okay. Anyway,
right
from the beginning,
I'm gonna say like
there's only one problem with the Ashulcha. Because if there's a shortage, so what good is Ashur?
You want mean not everybody else is going to get?
That's the reason why the price went up. So if there's going to be a limit to what are you supposed to get that?
Okay, but at least there's no price gouging for the amount that for the ones that are there.
But if they let the price go up, then whoever pays more will have, and the ones who don't pay more won't have. Which is the fairest way. I mean, I don't stand the small. If there's going to be a shortage, then
you're saying if there's taka shortage, those people are willing to pay the higher price in order to get the shalom.
He's saying that it's market that it's
supply and demand.
If the demand's out, the supply is down.
So let's say that it's a year where there's just enough, but people.
So maybe saying even that you know, like you're saying, maybe even that is not does not. People will pay for it more because those people want to be medag. They can pay for a shalom when there's a shortage.
But that's not right to do. But even today, people will do, and there's plenty to go around. But people get the best SR, they possibly get the best SR, they'll pay in the higher price and jack up the prices. Yeah. So people jack up the prices on these things.
Absolutely.
They pronounce it this way.
It's massive because the time is that if it wasn't for the mitzvah, that's all you shouldn't charge more than it's worth. So now you want to charge more because of the mitzvah, you're not allowed.
So this is what, I think this
but
is what Shmuel
is
saying.
But that's what it is, at the end of the day, if it's really nice, they charge much more.
Oh yeah.
But I think this was nice. I think this is what I'm saying. I don't know if he's talking about supply and demand.
Okay. Anyway, I used to measure. It turns out that
but I think he's talking hadar here.
I look through all the hadas in my rabbis, you'll get more meduktuk than what they sell.
Than the packaged.
But I think that's what they're talking about. They're talking about hard art here because you're talking clipped and not clipped. Right. So he's talking about you're going to charge for the beautiful ones. You're going to go too crazy. I'll tell people it's okay to be clipped. That's what he's saying.
Correct. Right.
They're done.
Exactly.
It's not really supply demand.
But the question is why should they have to lower the price if that's what the demand is demanding? He only has 100 people want to ask him.
And there's only 50. Right. That was the question.
So that's why the price went up because the 50 people are outbidding each other.
He's saying, if
I take it back down, then it's just going to be first come, first serve instead of whoever's doing it. Why is that more fair than
well, because it's a little, I think it's different today. That back then, they'll sell the house and the home to get the best of the best. They would literally go to the poorhouse.
So, but why is first come, first serve more a better answer than supply and demand?
No, I think what
doesn't supply and demand itself that bring up a price in the fear, in the fear, in the fairness?
He's both of the markets.
Yeah.
In other words, you could charge a little bit more.
Unless
he's saying
say
a little bit more, he's saying he means to say don't over like a certain percent. Don't go crazy overboard.
Don't make people go to the poorhouse.
Not double the price. Hike it up to 10%.
You can do fine. He's
within
not,
a reason,
he's
not but not
keep it as a 10% profit margin. He's saying keep it maybe at 500% profit.
But we're back to the red lines in Russia. If everyone can afford it, then it's just first come first serve. Now you wait online.
He's just saying
first come first serve.
He's just saying, don't overdo it.
Scare tactic.
No, but I hear what you. I know. I agree with you in general. Okay, oh, totally. Yeah. But then the Gemara continues. If you see, he's going to.
So the
Gemara
says,
go with Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
If he's going to go.
Oh,
the other
so that's
way.
Gemara says. My time. Now, what's the reason he scared them off and saying that he's going to darshan that the aloch is like a ptarfen, so therefore keep the price normal. Elaine mentioned the mekel because a ptarfen is mekel that chotum is that if it's clipped off on the top, it's kosher. If that's the case, v'lidush lahu, in other words, if he himself doesn't hold like a ptarfim, Shmuel really doesn't hold like a ptarfim, but he's scared them, I'm going to say the halach is like a ptarfim, even though he doesn't hold like that, because a ptarfim is more mekel, that a kotum is kosher, then v'lidush lahu, let him darish in Kher Bakiva, the mekel tver, Bakiva's mekel even more, because if Bakiva holds, only you only need one hadas. So must be, he told them that I'm going to say like a ptarfim, because he actually holds like a ptarfim.
Right.
And Zakhtik says to the Gemara, says, no, it's not a raya. Telasa ketume, to find three clipped off hadasim shchichi is more shchiach. Chad, to find one, but veloy katam, one complete one that's not katam, loy shchiach. In other words, could be it's not a raya. Maybe Shmuel himself doesn't hold a reptarfin. But he scared them off with reptarfin and not Reb Akiva because it's Reb Akiva is not a bigger kula. Ptarfin is the bigger kula because it's hard, it's easier to find three katam than one that's whole.
You see that he didn't hold from it because if he held from it, then he should have dashed him instead of threatening them.
That's what it means.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
So he doesn't hold from it.
Right, the Gemara is saying, could be he doesn't hold. You're saying it's a right in hold of it?
Yeah, otherwise
because
it's
what?
Otherwise it would have just died.
Maybe people didn't know who the aloch is like. I mean, it's darish.
So then, what's his threat then?
Whoever Shmuel passed him, right. So he has a choice.
Okay, so why would he threaten though? If he doesn't hold that he's like Rabbi Tarvin, why would he make the threat then? According, they're rebuking him. They're rebuking the proof, the raya. So what would?
According to the Maskana, there is no raya. Why would he use it just as a scare for them to keep the price?
Just as a scare tactic.
Correct. Correct.
That and only that.
Right. Ooh, we wanted to bring
imagine
a proof.
They said no.
We wanted to bring a proof there because he wouldn't use a scare like you're saying. He wouldn't use a scare that if he himself wouldn't hold like that. He says no. Maybe Taka doesn't hold like that, but the Gemara wanted to bring the proof because if not, he would have said Reb Akiva. So we're saying, no, Reb Akiva is not such a big kula. So he used the tarfim, could be just as a scare tactic. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we do say.
Right? If you have 50 hadasim, every 100 people need it, only 50 hadasim. So what do the other 50 people do?
If the aloch is not.
No, even if they didn't pass cash, so fine. So 100 people wanted hadasim, only 50 people got.
He's saying if the aloch is that it has to be shalom.
Yeah. They didn't exist.
They had to be yoitzer with someone else, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah. Right, to borrow.
But I think the Gemara might have been talking about if there's 100 and there's 100. And now you got it. But the guy's jacking up the price anyways. We really don't know how many we're talking about here. So if we got 100 and there's 100, the guy says, okay, we got one for everybody, but I'm in charge of $5 million each.
The sellers also say, there's a short, there's a short supply. No one knows actually if that's accurate or not.
Right, we don't really know.
Minimum amount left, the guy has five boxes in the back, who knows?
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Zok the Mishnah. Esrik HaGozel, a stolen Esrik. The Hayovish, a dry one. Posel, it's Posel. I guess Gozel is because it's not Lachem. Yovish is not a Hodor. Shel Asheira, if it's Mavidizor, Shalir, and Adachas, where the whole city was Nevad, Mavidizor, Posel, it is Posel because it's missing in the Shir, because Ketuse Mechta Shiure, anything that's Oymed Lesreifa, that's supposed to be burnt, is Kesar of Dom, is as if it's burnt, so it doesn't have a Shir. Shall Arla, if it's an esrig of Arla, the first 3 years of the fruit tree, you can't eat and you can't even have anah from it. It's possible, it's also possible to use for an esrig, the Gemara is going to say, because it has to be lochem, the Gemara brings in Lamahem and Aleph two mandam, and what the problem of esrig shall Arla is. Either because lokachtem lochem has to have, you should be able to use it for your own personal use, meaning for eating. So it doesn't have Arla doesn't have a heter achila. Or because it doesn't have a din mammon, since you can't have lochem, it has to be yours like mammonis wise, and since it's also bahano arlo, so it's missing also in the lochem that we in monetary it's not considered your mammon because it's also bahano. So shall arlo is possible, shall turma tameya is possible, turma tameya is possible. The Gemara says also two reasons, rabbanon only turma tameya. Also, the Gemara says it doesn't have a heter achila. Lesba hetachili can't eat turma tameya, so it doesn't have a hetachila. Also, again, it's missing in the lachem that it should be roy for you for to consume as food as well. That's a condition to be kosher. Shal turma tahira, however, if it's turma tahira, there it's lo yitayl lekatchila. Don't take such an esrik. Why the Gemara also brings two reasons. Turma tahira, by you taking it as an esrik, you make it a little bit wet. No, you can machshir it lekabel tumah. The Gemara says, "Chadam leish machshiro." You machshir it to be mekabel tumah, and they used to put it into the water that it shouldn't get. So if it's truma tahira and you might be tameh, and because it's put in, you're not a be goyrim tumah to truma. So therefore, when you touch the esrik, you're making it hukshir lekabel tumah. I guess because your hands are wet, or let's see the Gemara over here. That's the Gemara later. Lama Heyam and Beis. That's a loyal kachil. You can't take it, but v'mnotal. But if you did take it, if it's truma tahira, it's kosher, because the Gemara says if you hold, there's no heter achila. This you could have a heter achila for a koyin. I truma tahira. A koyin could eat it,
and even for zar.
Right, and then no, then right. Rashi speaks out. Once a kohen could eat it,
yeah,
and it's lochem, then even a Yisrael could be yoitze the mitzvah with it if he bought it from a kohen, because he can give it, because he can give it to his grandson.
So why is an orla invalid? I mean, you're not going to get any benefit from it.
So orla is invalid.
Right, it's invalid
because he can't eat it and he can't have any benefit from it.
Okay.
So turmit hori lo yitel v'im natal kasha shel demai. Demai means demai, we don't know what it is. We don't know if meiser was taken from it. Beishame poislin. Beishame holds its posel. Because, again, since Rabban, you...
Rabban said he can use it.
Right. What's the reason of Beishame posels? I guess because also you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So Beishame posel. Beisil machshirin, Beisil holds its kosher. The Gemara says, because if you want, you can make it hefker. And then you're an oni. And an oni, even though we have to take off ma'aser from demai, from something that's bought from Amoritz, but aniim don't have to, correct? That's the reason the Gemara on the basis. Hashem ain't mechil as aniim don't demai. Beisil oni mechil as aniim demai. Beisil holds you can give an oni to eat demai. So therefore, since someone could be mafkas nechasim, become an oni, and then he could eat demai, so it's considered he hasn't had to achil on it. Therefore, Beisil holds that it's kosher to take an esrog of demai. Shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, esrog of ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, which You have to, you know, after you give one, after you take off Truma and you give to the Kohen, you have to take off Meiser, give to the Levi, and then another Meiser, and you have to take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. So, Meiser Sheini Yerushalayim, lo yitur, l'katchila, don't take it. But vim not al kosher, because again, it has a heter achila. You can eat in Yerushalayim. Right? That's what the Gemara says. But so why l'katchila should you not take esrog of Meiser Sheini in Yerushalayim? Because also, it has it in Kodesh, the Gemara says. One man says, you machshir it. Ma'isa sheine boy shimur. Has to be watched, also shouldn't become tummy, the Kodesh ikri. It's called Kodesh. So we also can be machshir it in order to become tummy.
So you have
to what?
What happens
to Yisachila? And not in but it seems like it is to make a tummy. So look at Chila
Because
you're
limited in who can eat it to make a tummy.
Or that itself, that you're not, you shouldn't be machshir, you're not allowed to be metame, you're not allowed to cause true hegdish to become tame, so that itself is a reason not to take it, because you're going to be machshir at the kabbal tumah.
But if he wants, he could be part of eating Yerushalayim.
Could be paid it. Okay.
So if he has money.
If he has, right, but if he doesn't, then he doesn't want to be paid, and you want to use it as an esr, to take it as an esr, you shouldn't do it because you're machshir at the kabbal tumah. Again, these are all Gemaras and Laman Heyom Adbeis that are going to go through all these cases. Also, Chazazes. If Chazazes no boils, Kamin Abarashi says, Ababu is dakos, these small little bubbles. I'm not sure, what does Chazazes come from? Mishmashayad?
Yeah.
Or
no,
other
sick.
Things?
It's
like
virus,
a virus, a disease, some kind of a. It's like a brown, light brown type of a color, I think. If Chazaz is on the Esrig, Al Ruboy, on the Reiv of the Esrig, or Nitla Pitmasa, the Pitim was taken. The Pitim is considered the stick part, not the top part is called the Shushanta, and the stick part where the top of the, what we call the Pitim, there I go, right, the stem, the Pitim. Correct, the stick. No, Ukutz is on the bottom of the Esrig.
But
okay, the stem. I'm talking about this stem. The lower part, the Shushanta is the crown on top, that's. Yeah. The wider part, then it is this stick of the pitim. That's what the Mishnah means of a nitl pitmasoi. The Shishant itself is a different, could be, is not
but
a problem.
But that's
that case. Just the top part. But the nitl pitmasoi that we're talking about over here.
So, but we do this a lot. We have a stroke like this.
The what? Without a pitim? That's what they grow like that. Yeah, fell off on the tree.
It wasn't.
Yes.
And that's still okay. If it falls off on the tree like
correct.
That, so they're not picking it this way. It fell without the pitim, and then
that's called. That's part of the process of the esrog.
While it's growing, the pitim falls off.
Correct.
Naturally.
Okay. It's a problem after it's picked, then it gets. Then it's like a problem, like a chaser. Now right. It's something missing. It had it, then it's missing.
Had it, no.
But in this growth process, it falls over. That's not a problem. So nitl pitimasa, if the pitim was taken, or niklaf. Niklaf is this different layers on the esrog. Two, three different layers of skin of the esrog. Niklaf means it was kind of
peeled.
The outer layer is also a problem. Nizdak, if it's cracked, there's a crack in the esrog. Which is a problem, it seems like also a problem like a chaser, I think. Even though nothing physically is missing. But it's like a chaser. It's possible. Yeah. Nikif, if it has a hole, the chaser kalshu, and even a kalshu, a minute, anything is missing from it, is already possible. All these cases are possible. However, also chazazis, if this rash, if this boils on the esrik, is only when on the esrik, on miyute, only on the miyut part of the esrik. Notl uktsoy, if the stem on the bottom where the point of connection to the tree that uktz was taken, not the pitim, the uktz nikif, or it has a hole. Veloichatz a kolshu, and it's not missing a kolshu means it has a hole. You can put in a needle in an esrig, but nothing is missing. I guess it gets stuffed, it gets pushed in. Nothing from the esrig is missing. Kosher, then the esrig is kosher. Esrig hakushi. Now Rashi says kushi means not just in color. That it's black, a kushi, a really very green black esrig. It means it's coming from Eretz Kush. There is a gemara, there's a mandam in the gemara. You can get the lamed vav and aleph. It could be the kushi is really not a problem for the people living in Kush, who live there. But if it's not the typical esrig here in America to have a black esrig, and you have this esrig that comes from Kush, then the problem is it's not a hodor. That's not the common esrog. That's the problem. But in Kush, that's the esrogim over there. They grow over there. That's how they. That's their color. Over there will be fine. It's an interesting concept. The same esrog, if you're here in America, is no good. But if you're in Ethiopia, it's a kosher esrog. I'm going to come up, right? That concept.
It's interesting that yeah. a lack of hither makes it puzzle.
In esrog. Right. Right.
It's not just the...
Right. Hang here. Rashi says v'shocher hu, it's black.
I don't
go to
the mountains
anymore, but hang here. Kushi, exactly. What Kushi is of which land? I don't know, but either...
Ethiopia.
Yeah,
it says Ethiopian.
Okay.
It's how the Archbishop right. translates it.
Yes, but when you learned in Megillah and say, Hoide vat Kush, was Ethiopia? Yeah, that's... Okay. India to Ethiopia. Okay.
And it's Mechalik Rav and Shmuel, how close they are, close correct, to each other, correct. Far from each other, right. That's the problem itself.
Exactly.
But Shaka doesn't mean literally black, it just means stock.
So dark green that it's, that's I think it's term. A Shaka. Rashi says it's black. But,
no, Shaka just means that it's stock.
Yeah, Rashi says very dark pigmentation.
Right here.
Yeah.
But I think the poets could say it's something, the green is only something that's not going to turn. It means it was taken off of the tree way early. That it's never going to turn.
I think, is that the next one?
Right.
Is
not
that
over Yontif, it's never going to get into its to the lighter part. It's going to stay like that because it was taken off. So it never developed fully that it's going to stay like that. So Esrog HaKushi is possible. The Hayorik, if it's very green, Kikarsi, like Leek, Remei Machshir, Remei holds it's Koshiv, Rabbi Yehuda Poisel. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is... Puzzle. I think the Gemara before, right? There was a Gemara before. Rabbi Yehuda holds its puzzle is not alts, not alts harder, right? It's because it's not a finished product. If it's so green, that means it's not Gemara Peri. It's not a finished product. If it's missing in the pre eats harder, you have to take a pre. If it's taken off before, it's so green kakarsi, it's missing the pre. And Rabbi Meir holds its kosher. I guess
it's holds the right species.
It's the right. That's enough.
It's not
it holds.
Not,
you don't need pre, or it's considered already a pre as long as
it's not mature yet.
Well, you don't need a full pre. Or, it's, I don't know. I'm not up to exactly
close
what
enough.
Close enough. Okay. Shear esrog cotton. How? What's the shear of how small an esrog could be? Remei oimer ke'ego is like a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ke'beta. Like a kebeya. So Rebuda is being more machmer.
It's a huge difference.
Right. What?
It's a big difference.
Yeah. Correct. If Rebuda holds the minimum has to be at least kebeya. Uba gadol, how big could an esrog be? Kedei sheyoiches shnayim biyodei. Should be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. So Shailan Dershim, two esrogim in one hand, or the lulav. Right. So that's brought over here. Basically, if you have to switch, at the point of two esrogim in one hand is that. If you have the lulav and the esrog in the wrong hand and you're going to have to switch them, you should have enough room to make that switch. But if you can't hold, if it's so big they can only hold the esrog in one hand, then we're going to have to switch. You're going to have to put something down and make a whole difference. You're not going to be able to make an easy switch. That's the problem. But if you can hold two esrog in one hand, then you'll be able to switch the lulav and the esrog around.
There's not much of a difference.
What? Of what?
Between Rabbi Huda and this, right? That's all...
So which one? The next? This is the opposite. This, right, this is the big size.
The biggest. You're saying that you have right. a very small no, area.
You're saying from the kebeya, which is right. decent size already, to the right. to the big to you the bigger only, size yeah, is not such a big.
Very
specific. Okay, yeah. correct.
It's very interesting. Imagine you know you're buffy, you have a small hand. You know you know how you're going to get such a small esrogim to be able to fit two. That might be the. I mean, otherwise, now you're really looking at.
You're
the
saying
size
it should vary of how the size of a hand, of the person's hands.
Right. Well, this is right. what it
more
says
can't be
here.
Big. You don't want a bigger.
But
than
you that. Have a smaller size. But in this way, going backwards, now you have a two that you could hold in one hand. So everybody's hands different.
Right. So I would assume it goes with. I goes with the average hand, and that's the shear that you can have two esrogim in the average hand. Okay. I'm not sure if it's going to be literally depend on. Biyado in his hand. He's saying it is specific to the person. That would be like nasuch cham shiurin. What's the nasuch? It comes the shiurin. Yeah, masru the shiurin. It's a hard concept, but maybe have to look into it. So begadol kadesh shiachet shnayim biyado. You should be able to hold two in one hand. If Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, afila achas echad, even one esrog. It's that big that you need to hold one esrog in two hands. It's also kosher.
You got such a difference in opinion.